This is Brother Julius Adewumi. I want you to listen closely to this message. Praising the Lord. And what we gain by praising the Lord. What do we gain by praising the Lord? And this is very important because the Lord delighted in the praises of his people. That is what the Bible says. So let me give some Bible verses and I will give some personal testimony how I come to know that praising the Lord is very, very important. And that will set us in motion here. In Psalm 119, everybody awake? In Psalm 119, we're going to take our example from the book of David. David himself being a king, just think about it. You could have asked yourself that, what was something special about David that is not common among all the kings you have ever heard of? David happened to be a musician. He played the harp before the Lord. Being a musician, not only a musician, he also composes songs. That was his talent. And the Lord delighted in, and the type of songs he was always composing, if you look through the book of Psalms of David, they were all praises to the Lord or requests or prayers. And just thinking about that, you can see that no wonder the Lord will love somebody like this. Because he taught his people how to worship the Lord. In Psalm 119 verse 164, we see an example of the commitment of David to singing praises to God and to prayer. Here he said in verse 164 of Psalm 119, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Just think about that, a king of a whole country taking time out 7 times in a day to praise God. That is enough example for us to emulate. Let's say, how can you praise God 7 times a day? Let's assume that he made it every 3 hours that he would step aside to praise the Lord. Suppose he started at 6 o'clock in the morning, the first time. Then let's say 9 o'clock will be the second time, 12 noon will be the third time, 3 p.m. in the afternoon will be the fourth time, and then 6 p.m. in the afternoon will be the fifth time, 9 p.m. will be the sixth time, and 12 midnight will be the seventh time. And it says 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. And it went further again in verse 62 of that same psalm, Psalm 119, and David said something again. He said, at midnight, which exactly confirm what I just said. If he praised the Lord 7 times a day, and I just counted every 3 hours, that will lead him to midnight. And as 62 said, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. So that in itself is an example for us to emulate, that David was stepping aside every few hours to praise the Lord. I better do the same thing. And not only that, the Lord delighted in the praises. The Bible said, thou inhabited the praises of Israel. So the Lord delighted in the praises that were offered to him by David. And the Bible said, God said, David was a man after his own heart. Let's look at an example of the psalm that David wrote. And he said, a psalm of and song of the dedication of the house of David. In Psalm 30, David said, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. What can somebody gain from praising the Lord? Actually, praising the Lord is like an art of worship. When you really sing a song of praise that touches the Lord. And I would like to point out to many people that in the household of faith, especially among the Pentecostals, we are almost giving up on the type of worship song that will really make sense. A lot of churches, they just sing choruses without the hymns that follow that. If you look at the old hymn books, you will see words of praise, words that make some sense, and then a chorus that follows. And so when the Pentecostal or the evangelical revival comes, some people just sing the choruses in the evangelical churches to start a crusade. Without really singing the real hymn, And in the end, they lost the meaning of the hymn. And in some of those choruses, the meaning is not really there until you really know what the hymn was saying. So that singing praise to the Lord, whether in hymn or in chorus, if you sing it from your heart, talking about his greatness, that how great thou art. Just think about this hymn that says, "Then sings my soul, how great thou art." Now, if you look at the words of the hymn, you know exactly what the writer of the hymn was saying when he was trying to praise the Lord. David was an example that at the last psalm of David, he was still saying, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Now, what do we gain in praising the Lord? It has been noted, and I will give testimonies of my own experience, that when you praise the Lord, anointing flows from the Lord to the people. And the congregation that is praising the Lord can cause a revival in their midst. If you praise the Lord from your heart, if people can concentrate in praising the Lord, you can bring forth a really great revival. Because when you lift him up, the Bible said, "If I be lifted up," the Lord Jesus Christ meant not only in lifting him up on the cross, even in lifting him up in praises and in worship. If you lift up Jesus, he said that, "I will draw all men unto me." If we, a congregation or a preacher, can rouse up the congregation to lift up Jesus, if you can lift up Jesus in worship, if you can express how great he is, then you make the Lord God to stand to wow on his throne. And great testimonies have been reported. Let's look at an example in Acts of the Apostles, where Apostle Paul and Silas were cast into prison for preaching the gospel. And the Bible said at midnight, Paul and Silas were singing praise to God. Instead of being downcasted, they were actually singing praise to God. They must have been singing with their heart, and not just the loudness of the words or the songs that they are singing. And the Bible said there was an earthquake which God caused in that particular jailhouse. And after the earthquake, every one of them, their chains were broken, and the jailer thought they were fled, and the jailer wanted to kill himself, but they said, "No, do yourself no harm, we were all here." And just think about that. Paul and Silas praising the Lord at midnight, and there was earthquake. And you see that in Acts of the Apostles chapter 16. And you remember something? They said they were praising the Lord. This is one thing why we are saying praising the Lord can bring God into your presence. Exactly, number one, not only that, it touches the heart of God. It touches the heart of God when people are praising the Lord. Let me read to you exactly verse 25 of Acts of the Apostles chapter 16. After Paul and Silas have been beaten, and they were cast in prison and told the jailer to keep them safely. And he put them in the innermost prison with their feet fast in the stocks. Now verse 15. And at midnight, now watch that. He said at midnight. Why midnight? The Lord delighted. Just remember David said, "At midnight will I rise to give thanks unto thee." These people of God, they know when to worship God. At midnight they rose up, because it becomes like an extra effort on your part when you take it upon yourself to wake up at midnight to praise the Lord, or even before the day dawn to praise the Lord. That touches the heart of God, and the Lord is listening. Now the Bible said at midnight Paul and Silas prayed. They were not just praying, and sang praises unto God. So if you go to pray, make sure you sing praises also. They sang praises, and the prisoners heard them. That is, they were not singing quietly or silently that nobody could hear. They were singing praises to God, and the prisoners were hearing them, wondering that, what makes these people to sing when they were in prison? And the Bible said in verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's hands were loose. Now you have to know that is not a normal earthquake. The doors were opened. The Bible didn't say the roof came crumbling down upon them. So that was not the type of earthquake that you that is natural earthquake that destroy houses and destroy buildings. This is supernatural earthquake, because the only thing that was reported that happened was the doors were opened and chains of these men were broken. Do you think that was a natural earthquake? No, 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 no. That was the presence of God, the supernatural earthquake. Because a natural earthquake will have breaking down the walls, and they are still, these boys will still be chained, and they may be the walls may be collapsing upon them, but that was not the type of earthquake that occurred. This is not supernatural. Okay. And he said all their chains were loosed and the doors were open. Verse 27, and the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. You see, this jailer was more concerned about Paul and Silas because he received an instruction, keep them safely, like put them in the maximum security. And when he thought that they were fled, he was really scared and he wanted to kill himself. And Paul said, no, we are still here. And that was what was reported in this sermon. But what are we saying? Apostle Paul and Silas were singing praise to God, and God touched down in that jailhouse and caused the earthquake, a supernatural earthquake that opened the doors and the chains were broken. And nothing else was reported as demolished. The roof didn't collapse. The building didn't collapse upon them. Just these people were set free. So can the Lord also set you free if you can just get into the rhythm of praising the Lord. What could be your own chain? What could be the doors holding you down? Could it be diseases or sicknesses? Could it be affliction or any other thing that could be your own problem? But just sing praise to the Lord like Paul and Silas and see God come down into that midst of your trouble and break the chains for you and open the doors wide for you. That is exactly what God has showed to us in this example. And that is why I'm trying to talk about why we ought to praise the Lord. Why saints have to step aside and praise the Lord regularly, as often as you can do it, at midnight hour, in the heat of the day, or during the early in the morning. Anytime you can step aside and praise the Lord, God is listening. Just see that example. God opened the doors for them and broke the chains. Why? Because he was demonstrating to us that when you praise the Lord and get into that rhythm and bringing God into the midst of your trouble, he will be there to break all the chains for you. That is exactly why we are going to pray for the body of Christ in a few moments and ask the Lord that, Lord, touch your believers and let them get the feeling about why we ought to praise the Lord. Let me give you one more example of why praising the Lord can do you wonders. The second example I'm going to give is very commonly used by many preachers about the king Jehoshaphat, who was going he was surrounded by army. When he heard that some army were coming against him, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, he heard that some countries were coming against him, and he was scared, and he gathered all the men of Judah together to cry unto the Lord for help, because there was no way they could win this battle against this enemy, this bunch of enemies that are coming. And they all gathered into the midst of the temple and prayed unto God and cried unto God for help. And then there was a prophecy from one of the priests in the army that said, don't be afraid, God is going to fight this battle for you. And when they heard the prophecy from God, they were happy and they started worshiping God and singing praise to God. And God said, go and face this enemy. You will not need to fight in this battle. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Praise. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 6.
This is Brother Julius Adeomi. I want you to listen closely to this few exhortations this hour. We were talking in last broadcast about praising the Lord. Remember when we say the messages that we will be giving in this series will be how to prepare for the Lord. We have talked about fasting. Also, we're going to talk about praying. Along with praying is praising the Lord. And believers ought to wake up in the dead of night to worship the Lord and to pray. And when you want to pray effectively, you want to also add praising God along with that. And in the last broadcast, we talked about Paul and Silas, how they, even though they were beaten and cast into the prison, at midnight they were still praising the Lord. That made God to be touched. God was moved, and God came down into that jailhouse, and a supernatural earthquake occurred. Paul and Silas were set free. The chains were broken from their hands, and the doors were open. That was what we were discussing in the last broadcast. And just to point to the fact that believers ought to emulate this. We ought to be praising the Lord. We're going to continue this broadcast from where we stopped last week. That is, we are not singing quietly or silently that nobody could hear. They were singing praise to God, and the prisoners were hearing them, wondering that, oh, what makes these people to sing when they were in prison? And the Bible said in verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's hands were loose. Now you have to know that is not a normal earthquake. The doors were open. The Bible didn't say the roof came crumbling down upon them. So that was not the type of earthquake that you that is natural earthquake that destroy houses and destroy buildings. This is supernatural earthquake, because the only thing that was reported that happened was the doors were opened and chains of these men were broken. Do you think that was a natural earthquake? No. That was the presence of God, the supernatural earthquake. Because a natural earthquake will have broken down the walls, and these boys will still be chained, and they may be the walls may be collapsing upon them, but that was not the type of earthquake that occurred. This is not supernatural. Okay. And he said all their chains were loosed and the doors were open. Verse 27, and the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. You see, this jailer was more concerned about Paul and Silas because he received an instruction, keep them safely, like put them in the maximum security. And when he thought that they were fled, he was really scared and he wanted to kill himself. And Paul said, no, we are still here. And that was what was reported in this sermon. But what are we saying? Apostle Paul and Silas were singing praise to God, and God touched down in that jailhouse and caused the earthquake, a supernatural earthquake that opened the doors and the chains were broken. And nothing else was reported as demolished. The roof didn't collapse. The building didn't collapse upon them. Just these people were set free. So can the Lord also set you free if you can just get into the rhythm of praising the Lord. What could be your own chain? What could be the doors holding you down? Could it be diseases or sicknesses? Could it be affliction or any other thing that could be your own problem? But just sing praise to the Lord like Paul and Silas and see God come down into that midst of your trouble and break the chains for you and open the doors wide for you. That is exactly what God has showed to us in this example. And that is why I'm trying to talk about why we ought to praise the Lord. Why saints have to step aside and praise the Lord regularly, as often as you can do it, at midnight hour, in the heat of the day, or early in the morning. Anytime you can step aside and praise the Lord, God is listening. Just see that example. God opened the doors for them and broke the chains. Why? Because he was demonstrating to us that when you praise the Lord and get into that rhythm and bringing God into the midst of your trouble, he will be there to break all the chains for you. That is exactly why we are going to pray for the body of Christ in a few moments and ask the Lord that, Lord, touch your believers and let them get the feeling about why we ought to praise the Lord. Let me give you one more example of why praising the Lord can do you wonders. The second example I'm going to give is very commonly used by many preachers about the king Jehoshaphat, who was surrounded by army, when he heard that some army were coming against him in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, he heard that some countries were coming against him, and he was scared, and he gathered all the men of Judah together to cry unto the Lord for help, because there was no way they could win this battle against this enemy, this bunch of enemies that are coming. And they all gathered into the midst of the temple and prayed unto God and cried unto God for help. And then there was a prophecy from one of the priests in the army that said, "Don't be afraid, God is going to fight this battle for you." And when they heard the prophecy from God, they were happy and they started worshiping God and singing praise to God. And God said, "Go and face this enemy. You will not need to fight in this battle. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Now, this is the key thing here in 2 Corinthians chapter 20. I will read from verse 20. This is after they have heard the prophecy, and now they are going against the enemy that are coming against them. God told them to go against the enemy, but they are not going to fight. They are just going to stand still and watch God do the wonders. Okay, now they are going in verse 20, and they rose early in the morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. They arose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." Now, that was the first exhortation he gave to his people, that let's believe what the prophecy said yesterday, that God said we are going to just stand still and watch. That was what it meant. Now, in verse 21, "And when he had consulted with whom? With the people. He consulted with the priests. What should we do? He appointed singers unto the Lord. That is, let's just worship him. If we say we believe what God said, let's just worship him. God said he has done the battle. God said he was the one that was going to do the battle. Why do we need to be afraid anymore? Let's just begin to praise God." That was the understanding and the faith that came to them. And he said, he appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. So the singers were going before the army and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy enduring forever." And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and the bones among Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Now you see that by the time the singers came to the battle to see what's going on, the enemy were all destroyed by themselves. Verse 34, "And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude of the enemy coming against them, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves." And they did this for 3 days. The Bible said for 3 days they were gathering the spoil. And what did they do to win the battle? They didn't win the battle at all by their own sword. They just sang praise to God, and God won the battle. So that two examples alone make us to know that what could be your own situation, call God into the midst of the trouble by singing praise to him, by worshiping him from your heart, which he said, "Lift up holy hands unto the Lord without wrath." And let us do the same thing. And when you begin to do this, you will be surprised what God will do for you. Say, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." And we're going to pray for the body of Christ and just say, "Lord, teach us how to really get into the rhythm of praising the Lord, even in the midst of trouble. No matter what is the fear, no matter what is the report." Say, "Whose report will you believe?" Believe the report of the Lord. Whatever is the report that comes to you, maybe bad news or bad report, but you believe in the word of the living God and begin to praise the Lord for the report of God that said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." That is a report from the word of the living God. From God himself to you is a promise. Now you believe that promise of God, then forget about your troubles. Begin to praise God from your heart and let God himself manifest himself in the midst of your trouble. Like he did to Saul and Paul and Silas. When he came into the place, their chains were loosed. Earthquake that didn't break down walls of the building. that didn't break down, that didn't break down the roof of the building upon them. Earthquake that break only the chains that were holding Paul and Silas in bondage. And earthquake that opened only the doors to let them out if they want to run out. You see, that was supernatural earthquake when God came in. And that is the type of thing we are talking about, what praising God can do for anything that you praise God from your heart. Very important. Praising God in the words that you are saying, let your heart mean it and say it unto him that how great thou art, O God. And let us go into prayer right now and just thank God and just pray for the body of Christ that the Lord himself will revive us and remind us of all the things we have learned in how to praise the Lord and how to worship the Lord. Let's go upon our knees. But I just pray, Lord, that you're going to bless those people that will listen to this, and that people will begin to praise the Lord everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath unto God.
Well, that is it, folks. It is good to praise the Lord. I will give you my own testimony. The Lord led me many years ago to start waking up early in the morning to praise the Lord. And I started by using the alarm clock to wake me myself up maybe about 3 a.m. in the morning. And since that time, I will pray and sing praise and then go back to bed. When I first started this many years ago in the 70s, the Lord started sending angels to visit me. The first time, the second time, the third time, I was visited by a bunch of angels, like little angels, and like a choir from heaven visited me just to sing before me. Why? Because I have been singing every night before the Lord. And 1 week later, this bunch of angels came and they visited me, and they brought a musical instrument that I had never seen before. And they gathered up in front of me to sing praises unto God right before my eyes. And many more experiences of praising the Lord. Of course, the devil will not like it, but God loves it. And God is the one we need to worship. So the devil may not like it. He may try to stop you. He may try to make you not to be able to wake up in the midnight hour, like David said. But if you mean business, the Lord will help you, and you will be able to wake up in the midnight hour or early in the morning and to praise the Lord. This is what the saints ought to be doing. This is very important, not only for getting blessings from the Lord, even for fighting your battle. Do you have any battle? Even if you say, I don't have anything to pray about, well, you are able to just praise the Lord, because singing praise to God is in itself a way of worshiping the Lord. Sing all the praises that you have in your church before the Lord, you and God alone. Don't wait for a crowd. You and God alone, walking one on one with the Lord. This is what we are talking about. And you begin to see yourself grow spiritually, because this is one of the ways of preparing for the Lord's coming. That is why we are presenting this exhortation concerning praising the Lord. This is one of the ways of preparing for the Lord's coming. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And we'll be wrapping this up right now for this message. We'd like you to write to us, and we have literature that we can send to you on the internet. Our address is gospeldistribution.org, and you can read all our literature freely on internet at www.gospeldistribution.org. That is one word, Gospel Distribution.
This is Gospel Distribution Ministry, box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. On the internet, it's www.gospeldistribution.org. Join us again next week. God bless you.